Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and God bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. Glory to God. We thank you for tuning in on this evening, and we are happy that you thought enough of us to turn that station on. At this time, we're going to get ready to hear last night or yesterday afternoon anniversary, the first anniversary of the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. It is now in progress. Listen together with us. God bless you.
Demon of drug, yes. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
and you did not sit in the name of Jesus. Have your way today, and let your will be done. Lord, we thank you all. Thank you. We want you thankful. We thank you. Get in every song. The testimony will move in the service. In our lives. In all things, be asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We would like to welcome you to the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission on today. If you've never been here before, amen. We want you to enjoy the Lord with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. will be back here tomorrow at 12 for the noonday service, our noonday service here at the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Amen. Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. prayer. Amen. Amen. And we will be back here at 6 o'clock Wednesday for Wednesday evening prayer. Amen. And we would also like to keep in mind that our pastor's anniversary is coming up. I'm not sure the date, but I know it's here in February, the 9th, the 8th or 9th, to the 11th. And let us remember those that are on our prayer list. Let's pray for our pastor. Let's pray for the entire Morton family. Amen. Who lost their families, their loved ones. Latricia Blackshear, Crawford West, Mary Anderson, Sister Maria McBride, Kenneth Kirkman, who is my grandfather, who just turned 95 years old. Let's pray for Charles Mars, Rosetta City. Let's pray for Bruce Williams, Rashad Parker, Larry Denson, Jonathan West, Henry and Mary Edmund, Teresa Ray, and continue to keep the Carter family in our prayers. And let us also pray for Lamar White. And our youth prayer list, India West, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, David Hameen, and Jermaine Jackson. Jasmine Jackson, amen. Lost her father not long ago. And also keep Stephen and Terrell Allen in there in the prayers. They also lost their father. Amen. Let us continue to pray for one another. Let's pray for those that are incarcerated. Let us keep Muhammad in our prayers, Muhammad Hameen, Jane Carson, and James Harris. Amen. Let us continue to pray. Let's pray for the youth of the world. God knows they're going through it. Amen. Let's continue to pray for the Marie Thornton family. Amen. Sister Cheryl's brother-in-law lost his wife. Amen. And let us continue to pray for Ms. Moira Reedy and also Ajahn James. Boyan Gang. Amen. That is Reedy. Brother and her mother. Amen. Let us continue to keep all those in our prayer. All those that are in shut let's keep them in our prayer. At this time, we're going to come before you for our church offering. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to take two offers, the church and the secret offering. At one time, to get it out of the way. Amen. I'll be standing for the church offering. Sister Cheryl will be standing for the secret offering. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for the incoming of our national event.
Amen. Today,
Joan.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank God for her coming in. And we thank God for every one of you that have made a sacrifice on today to be here in this service. And I'd like to say to the other speaker, that came all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, to be with us today. And we'd like to take up a special offering.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Whatever you can do.
Yeah. Thank you. Jersey.
All right, you see from Baltimore, New Jersey.
New York, my
brother. Working on this song. Praise the Lord. Pray for me. And if you do it, you can join in.
Came through Sister Tanya.
Amen.
Amen.
person of Dr. Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Lord, because you are our healer, and your word is healing.
to the Word of God. If you have your Bible, you can read along with me. Going to the book of 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles, the 33rd chapter, verses 12 through 16. Amen.
Amen.
2 Chronicles 33, verse 12, and I'll give you a little background on it, leading up to verse 12, but I'm going to go ahead and read
the
verses first. Amen. Verse 12 reads, and when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his father and prayed unto him. And he was entreated of him and heard his supplication and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord, he was God. Now after this, he built a wall without the city of David on the west side of Gihon in the valley, even to the entering in at the fish gate, and compassed about Ophir, and raised it up a very great height, and put captains of war in all the fenced cities of Judah. And he took away the strange gods and the idol out of the house of the Lord, and all the altars that he had built in the mount of the house of the Lord and in Jerusalem, and cast them out of the city. And he repaired the altar of the Lord and sacrificed thereon peace offerings and thank offerings, and commanded Judah to serve the Lord God of Israel. Nevertheless, the people did sacrifice still, we'll stop there. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the Word of God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, and on this afternoon, if I were to have a thought with you, it would be praying with humility.
Yes.
Lord, lift me up.
Thank you, Jesus.
And expand my territory.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Praise
you.
The Lord. Thank God for this passage of Scripture. This Scripture began to minister to me as I thought on Manasseh being the son of Hezekiah the king. And Hezekiah, he walked upright before the Lord. And he was a man of faith, trusting and believing in God. And the influence of the king helped the people to obey the Lord. And they listened and hearkened to the voice of God. Nevertheless, when Hezekiah died, his son Manasseh, being 12 years old, began to reign in his stead.
Yes, sir.
And while he was very young, we can kind of look at our generation today. They're coming up under all kinds of influence.
Yes, right.
And many of them are turned away the Word of God.
Yes.
They're turned away from the truth of God.
Yes.
But Manasseh knew that his father was a man of God.
Yes.
A believer of God.
Right.
So he had exposure and knowledge concerning God.
Yes.
Nevertheless, he began to do evil in the sight of God.
Amen.
You know, all these altars and these idols that he put in the house of God,
yes,
and made the
Message, yes.
The Lord.
So I brought part two here.
That's right.
Just believe God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let us pray and believe God.
Glory to God.
And let's have faith.
Thank you, Lord. And
believe that God is going to grant to you whatever it is you desire.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And our minds on the Lord. Most gracious that eternal Father.
Thank you.
Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves. We ask, Lord, that you will have mercy
in the name of Jesus
and that you will search our hearts.
In the name of Jesus.
But every day our heart is not right. We ask that you will forgive us and take it away from us. Oh, my God, we come to you and we ask you to look on us in this place. One by one and name by name. Lord, you made us and you know everything about us. You know what's going on in the world. We're down here calling on you. We need you to stop by God. Come on into your room. Somebody's in trouble today. We need you, Lord, to move right now.
We need divine intervention.
We need you to send us the
right
now.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for your patience on tonight. Thank God for that beautiful message, powerful message. She preached under the anointing, Pastor Dr. Sheila, I mean, all the way from Baltimore, Maryland, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. I thank God for that beautiful message, and we thank you for listening in on tonight. This brings our broadcast to a close for tonight, and we hope that you will tune in again on Tuesday night. We expect to be back here at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.